As we begin Masechta Yevamos, in way of introduction, the mitzvah of Yibum is a mitzvah say min haTorah that if somebody dies without leaving children, his brother, his paternal brother, has a mitzvah to do Yibum with the widow with the almana. As the pasuk says, Ki yesh v'achim yachdav. If they're brothers that live together in the world, umeis echad mehem, and one of them passes away, uben ein loy, without children, leisia ish hameish hachutzu lezar, his wife may not marry someone else. Yavama yavaleha, hayavam should marry her for lochla leisha v'yibim. He should do yibim with the widow. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Nun Vav Sif Aleph paskins, the Mishameis Achiv and Ebenezer, if somebody probably passed away v'loinir zera without children, mitzvah liyabimus ishtay. And so does the Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchas Yibum, Halacha Aleph say, mitzvah sasei min haTorah shiyabimus eishis achiv. There's a mitzvah sasei for somebody to do Yibum. The mitzvah is midaraisa, he should take her for a wife. However, even though normally, as we know, the first mitzvah, the first Mishnah, Masechta Kedushin, teaches us, that the Shlosh Drachim, Niknas, there are three ways how to perform a Kedushin, the Kesa, B'Shtar, B'Biya. By Yibum, it is only performed with Biya. And there's actually two ways that the Mepharshim explain how that is what that means. Some explain what it means is that the Torah is teaching us that even though normally there are three ways for the mitzvah of Kedushin to take place, in a situation of Yibum, there's only one option, and that's the option of Biya. That's one way of learning. Many Rishonim learn that way. The other way of learning is not that there's only one option, which is Yibum, which is Biya, but rather, Yibum is not an act of Kedushin. Yibum is an independent new mitzvah, and it's an independent new mitzvah which is performed through Biya. Most Rishonim learn that it's an act of Kedushin. Actually, the mitzvah of Yibum was already in place before Matan Torah. However, before Matan Torah, Yibum was not only performed with a brother of the person who passed away, it was also performed with other relatives. However, after Matan Torah, at that point, Yibum became usur with other krivim, and it only is performed by a brother. And as the Ramban explains, the earlier generations recognized how important Yibum is, and therefore, in a situation where a brother could not do Yibum, the mitzvah of Yibum is so crucial, at that point, it was, if the brother didn't do it, some other relative should do it. However, after Matan Torah, the Matan Torah taught us that what is accomplished through a brother is so much more important than the Yibum that could be accomplished through anyone else. And that's why the Torah only limited to brothers. That's how the Ramban learns. There are other Rishonim that have a whole different opinion, and they explain that the reason Yibum was able to be performed before Matan Torah is because there was no rule of Eishes Ach, that the din of Eishes Ach, that the rule of Eishes Ach does not apply by by Bnei Noach. And since it doesn't play by Bnei Noach, there's no special need for the Torah to teach us that Yibum should be performed that way. The Rashba, has a little different view than the Ramban. The Rashba's view is that even before Matan Torah, Yibum was supposed to be performed specifically by a brother. Just the Rashba explains that before Matan Torah, if one wasn't a brother, the brother had a mitzvah. Other people had a rishus. What is the way to understand the machloikis of the Ramban and the Rashba? So Rabbi Chanan in the Sefer Koy B'Tzaharis explains this way. He says, as is very clear and will be an issue that will be discussed many times in our Masechta, and that is that actually Yibum is an Aveira. One's not allowed to live with Eishasach, with his brother's wife. But Makim Mitzvah, the Isra of Eishas Ach falls away. So the Ramban explains, Rabbi Chanan holds, that if it's not a mitzvah, if it's only a rishus, then the Isra Eishas Ach remains. So either it's a mitzvah, and therefore explains the Ramban, that before Matan Torah, Yibum with any relative was a mitzvah, and therefore it had the ability to cancel the Isra Erva. After Matan Torah, the mitzvah is limited to brothers. The Rashba explains Rabbi Chanan is of the opinion that Yibum, not only when it's a mitzvah, has the ability to override the Isra Erva, but actually, even if it's just a rishus, it also has the ability to override the mitzvah of the override the Isser Erva. And obviously, as we're going to be discussing, Yibum is a mitzvah. It's not something that the Torah just said that the Isser Eishes Ach falls away, but actually it's a full-fledged mitzvah, as we're going to discuss in our Masechta. Since it's a full-fledged mitzvah, the question is, which is more of a mitzvah, Chalitza or Yibum? The Rishonim say that what is the point of Yibum? The point of Yibum is to establish a name for this brother who passed away without children. And that will be accomplished. And there's a machlokes Rishonim how that is accomplished. Some Rishonim explain that that's accomplished by ultimately this widow marrying her brother-in-law and having children with her brother-in-law. And that way, that will establish a name for this brother who left the world without children. There are, however, other Rishonim who explain that the actual marriage, even if that marriage doesn't produce children or doesn't yet produce children, is already a hakamas shem, is already considered establishing a name for the brother who's not here. How do we know this? Because the pasuk says in Parshas Kisetzei, "V'hoya b'chora she'teled yokum al shem osam shem ochiv hames." The child that will be born will establish a name for the deceased brother. From that pasuk, it clearly seems to be that it's the child that will come that accomplishes the goal of the Yibum. On the other hand, the pasuk in describing Chalitza says that the woman says, "Me'ein yavmi lahokim la'ochiv shein." From here it seems that the actual act of Yibum by itself is what establishes a name for the brother, even if there wouldn't be any children. On the other hand, the pasuk where Yehuda tells Einan to do Yibum with Tamar, the wife of Shelah, the pasuk says, the wife of Er, the pasuk says, Bo al eshes achicha, v'yabim esoy, v'hakim zera l'achicha. From here, it seems that the child is the purpose of the Yibum. So again, what is the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah the actual act of Yibum? Or is the mitzvah the having of the children? That is, we see different psukim. On the other hand, the fact that the halacha is that the brother who performs Yibum takes his deceased brother's place in the Yerusha of their father, so that seems to teach us that it's the brother taking his brother's place that is the mitzvah of Yibum, not necessarily the children. And as the Abarbanel, indeed, in Parshas Kisetze explains, that the brother who marries his brother's widow and therefore keeps and gets his brother's assets, not just gets his assets, gets his Yerusha, is continuing the name of his deceased brother. And therefore, since he's continuing the name of his deceased brother, that is the mitzvah of Yibum. And the Rabbeinu Bechaya also in Parshas Kisitze says he takes this concept that the fact that the brother's assets remain intact in his wife's home with his brother taking over that home, that is the mitzvah of Yibum. And in fact, the Prishah says, if we look at the pasuk in Rus, where the pasuk says, "Vegam es Rus hamo'avio, Eishes machlam boya," says, "Kenisli leisha, I have taken Rus, the wife of Machlan, as a wife, lohokim shem hames al nachlosoi, to establish his name on his nachla." It seems from that pasuk that the fact that he married his wife, even though there is no children yet, the mitzvah has been accomplished. The Zohar in Parshas Chukas teaches us that by one performing Yibum on his deceased brother's wife, accomplishes a tremendous tikkun for the neshama of this person who is left without children. There's a zohar in Parashas Vayeshev that says, "Hahu demes b'lo bonim." If someone unfortunately passes away without children, "Kanofik mahay alma," when he leaves this world, "Hay banash," that individual, "Loyal the Pergada," he can't go into the corridor to Gan Eden. "Vloynaka chela bahu alma," he can't have a portion in Olam Haba. "V'nishmasei," in his neshama, "Loy is klilus basar," the call neshamas is klilum. His neshama can't go to rest where all the other neshamas go. "Hoyel k'denhu," says the Zohar, since it's that way, "Barley HaKadosh Baruch Hu," HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, "Parik the Yefrikle miyodin the Chavlin," that somebody could save that neshama that is not able to come to its final rest. "V'do achui the Karavle," and that is his brother, his relative. "Shenemar," as the Zohar continues, "Kishay yesh v'yesh achdav v'ksiv ba'el esh sachicha v'yamaisai," that this neshama that doesn't come to rest, when Yibam is performed, then the neshama comes to tremendous rest. And that's why the Zohar, that's why the Rabbeinu Bechayim Parshas Kisetze says that a brother who performs the mitzvah of Yibam is doing a tremendous chesed to the neshama of his brother who is no longer here. And the chinuch in mitzvah Tov Kuf Tzadik Ches explains that when a husband and wife get married, they become one. And therefore, when this wife's husband passes away without children, the way this woman, and by extension her deceased husband, has a tikkun, the tikkun is accomplished by the wife marrying her brother-in-law. But because, as we just explained, there are Rishonim, and the way we learned, it's not just Rishonim, but it's based on Psukim, that say that the purpose of Yibum is to have children. So therefore, there are those that suggest that the first child that is born, from this marriage of the brother to his former sister-in-law, should be called the same name as the deceased brother. The Shulchan Aruch, however, in Simen Kuf Samach Vav, Sif Hei Paskins, Ain't Tzrichim L'Kroy L'Ben Anoilad Al Shem Hames. It's not necessary to do so. And so does the Taz explain there. However, Rashi in the Parsha, when Yehuda tells Oinin, Bo'al Eishes Achecha V'yavim Oysa V'hokim Zera L'chicha, explains Rashi in Divrei HaMaskil V'hokim Zera Sheben Yikorei Al Shein Hameis. So Rashi says that the child should have the name of the deceased brother. The Ramban on the spot disagrees, and the Ramban says that when the Torah says Yokum Hashem Ochav Hameis, it doesn't mean that a child that would be born from this marriage should be given the same name as the deceased brother. And in fact, he brings a raya from Boaz, that when Boaz married Rus and they had children, we don't find that the child was named Machloim. There are those that want to explain that even Rashi doesn't mean that the actual child has to be given the name. What Rashi means to say is that if a child will be born from this marriage, that will be as if this deceased brother is continuing to live, but not that he has to have the name. However, I did see that the Shailos HaTshuvos Be'er Mordechai, Evan Ezra Simen Mem Aleph, says that it's not obligated to give the name, but it's a nice thing to do. The Shailos HaTshuvos Be'er Yitzchak, Yoyredeya, Chelik Be'ez, Simen Kuf Samach Gimel Sif Kotten Gimel, asks, Posh Pshat in the Pasuk is Yokum Al Shem Ochev Hameis, that he should take his deceased brother's name. So if that's what the Pasuk is saying, why not fulfill the Pasuk as is indeed the Posh Pshat in the Pasuk? So he says, and this is a minig that many people have in general in giving names, and that is people try to avoid giving names to people who didn't have an easy, good life. And obviously this brother who passed away without children is obviously such an individual. And since he's such an individual, that's why even though the Torah says Posh Pshat we should give the name, we perhaps want to avoid giving the name where it could create where this person did not have such a great life. The mitzvahs, there's a mitzvah to say in a Torah to do Yibum, and as the Rishonim discuss, is the mitzvah the beer itself, or is the mitzvah the having the children? One of the nafkaminas, which hopefully we'll discuss in a future shir, is do you make a bracha? But certainly it seems that all the Rishonim are in agreement. Whether we say that the bia is the mitzvah or the yibam is the mitzvah, the bia is here in order that children should be born from this new marriage, as we just explained. Again, there's a fundamental machloikis Rishonim. How do we look at this act of bia? Do we look at it as a kedushin? Just, although normally kedushin is affected bekesa b'shtaru b'biya, here it has to be done biya. Or other rishonim suggest that this woman isha hikna lo min hashamayim, that this is a woman that has been sent to this man, to this brother-in-law min hashamayim, and perhaps that's the pshat and a concept that will be repeated many times in our Masechta, the concept of Zika. And that is what this is, that's the concept of Zika, just the consummation of the fulfillment of that marriage that, so to speak, has been preordained min hashamayim, is by doing bia with this woman.